Betsy is only 8 years old, but knows her way around the adult world. One day, her mom was about to punish her for hitting her little brother. But Betsy had a defense. "I couldn't help it," she said. "I come from a dysfunctional family." Well, the word was right, but Betsy had the idea. The word wasn't right, rather. But Betsy had the idea. Dysfunctional is clearly a 21st century word. We hear it in high-profile criminal trials, over the dinner table, and sometimes, yes, sometimes even in diocesan discussions. Research has clearly shown that dysfunctional societies breed and generate dysfunctional behavior. But no society is solely responsible for the actions of its members. Brothers and sisters, today's scriptures are a powerful reminder to us that God has given us free will and that the choices we make in our lives belong to us alone. In the first reading, Sirach lists some of the more significant choices that people have. Sirach maintains that we human beings can't make a free choice between good or evil, or between life or death. There's no in-between. God isn't some puppeteer who makes us dance to the pull of divine strings. God is the risk taker, if you will, who leaves us room to be human and able to make the choices instead of living according to our instincts. But no matter how we use or abuse our freedom, God doesn't take it away. God gives all of us the strength to think correctly and to behave faithfully, each according to God's purpose for us. And again, today we hear a portion of the Sermon on the Mount. But today we move from beatitude and metaphor, from theory to the concrete and practical implication of what it means to be a disciple, one who is to be salt and light for the world. Today, Jesus is calling back the people to this true spirit of the law. And for Jesus, what is at the core of the law is the truth of God. And rather than looking at the minimal letter of the law, Jesus invites his hearers to look at the spirit of the law, which calls us to a much fuller way of relating to God and to one another. Jesus is applying the proper spirit to what had become too legalistic. So after pointing out the correct spirit of the law, Jesus gives us three of many possible examples of where his more demanding way of life applies: anger, adultery, and the taking of oaths, the fifth, sixth, and eighth commandments. In the first example, Jesus notes that the law says, "You shall not kill," but gets right to the point by asking us honestly to look at our day-to-day relationships. We live in a culture where incivility rules the day, and our increasingly vocal hostility to one another prepares the ground for even more serious violations of human dignity. And I'm sure you're familiar with the expression, "Don't get mad, just get even." My friends, if we don't respect our sisters and brothers deep within our heart, we can't say we respect God. Yet how often do we piously come to liturgy when we have deeply hurt another person and need to reconcile with that person? And that's the meaning of the sign of peace, which we share. with others before sharing in communion. Wouldn't it be great to make a point of sharing that sign of peace with a person with whom we have a problem, or a person we may criticize or dislike, or maybe someone who is a foreigner or a complete stranger? And if we can't do this, we may question the genuineness of our communion. In the second example, Jesus once again hits the mark. The law says, you shall not commit adultery. Here, Jesus leaves no room and no doubt about what is at the root of such sin, lusting for and the oppression of another as adultery in our hearts. We just can't use another human being for our own personal desire. We can't treat another person like a toy. Real love is completely different. It's about the reverence of the human body and the sacredness of love and life that is important. And then lastly, on the taking of oaths, Jesus challenges us to be people who say yes when we mean yes and no when we mean no. Swearing an oath or winning a case in court doesn't necessarily prove a person trustworthy. Here Jesus reminds us how far we've strayed from the truth when we falsify our word to the point of needing to take an oath or a promise. In other words, we who are followers of Jesus must make our word true and must live lives of personal integrity. Whether it's the profound promise made at baptism, in marriage, or in the promises of ordination, or just speaking about how we perceive things. For us, yes is to mean yes, and no is to mean no. Brothers and sisters, true Christians don't ask whether something is legal or illegal. And because Christians love God, Christians love and care for their brothers and sisters. It's not a question of law. It's not a question of what we have to do. It's by our compassion and our caring for others, by our ethical and moral convictions, by our sense of awareness and gratitude for all that God has done for us, that we do the great work of passing on the gospel of reconciliation and justice. Today's scriptures remind us that we have the wisdom and the freedom to choose Christ and to embrace love. At this Eucharist, we gather to proclaim that we choose Christ. And God so loved the world that God sent Jesus to share the sacredness of our lives and the sacredness of God's relationship with us. The wisdom of Jesus is not how Jesus lived, but the why. Today we're challenged to take a good look at ourselves and our lifestyle. What is it about who we are and the way we live that's distinctively and attractively Christian? If nothing, why not? What is it that we need to change? When we hear Jesus' words, we are reminded of what Paul says in our second reading today, that we are called to live not according to the wisdom of this age, but according to God's wisdom. That wisdom, Paul reminds us, has been revealed to us in the life of Jesus, made known to us through the Spirit. My friends, Jesus came and continues coming, respectful of our freedom, to encourage us to reverence our lives, the time we have, and the lives and times we have with others. And may the Holy Spirit continue to bless us and to strengthen us to live our lives more fully in Christ. Amen.